you've not seen that, you're retarded.
I guess I'm retarded.
Oh, it's so cute.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I was born
ready.
It's
time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Nicole and Julian.
And people.
Yeah. Lou needs to make a different one so that I'm included.
Well, he never knows who's going to be on the show at any given time.
You, but not me.
No, both of us.
Okay, thank you.
But me more than Julian.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 217. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is Julian. I'll let you be first. I said Nicole and Julian.
That works.
Okay.
And that's not even alphabetical order.
I know.
That is very fucking kind. So I want to start off with a happy story.
Yay. We like happy stories.
I have California stories, but I'll get back to that in a second. But I get back from California, and I check the P.O. box.
Right.
And I got Melinda's envelope.
Right.
And I was shocked.
Flabbergasted.
At what I saw. I don't want to say how much she gave, but I really, really appreciated it.
Absolutely.
I was like, wow. So I used the money, Melinda, that you gave me, and I have an awesome pair of headphones on right now.
You need to take a picture of yourself wearing them.
Yes,
because
they're big. It's
they're
like
giant.
I'm going to start flying them, like the Flying Nun or something.
No.
It looks like those. The head,
don't I?
It looks like the shit the pilots wore in like World War II or something.
Let me put my hat on before I take my picture, though.
You have to get.
You just don't want to see people
look.
See that damn hair.
True.
That needs to be cut.
No, though, that hair's not
she
being cut, until,
cut
after
my hair
days.
Until after gay days.
Because I love the flippies and the fluffies.
Gay days.
You're,
yeah, you're going to gay days, too.
I know, but you're going to wear that like that to gay days? You know
my hat?
No, your
His hair.
His hair.
No.
You know the gays talk about you like there's no tomorrow.
The headphones kind of resemble like the eyes on the top of a praying mantis. Big and like sticking out, don't
yeah.
they? Just think about it
they're
for a second.
They're kind of huge-esque.
Whoa. Wait, let's try it from a different angle because...
Here, I'll take it.
Look at that. It's like retarded or something.
That's how you look.
Retarded or something.
Oh.
Kind of like the way you said
that's,
that's I haven't missed you fuckers.
That's not Liar. That's not the angle, honey. That's button reality.
Button. Push the camera button.
The camera button.
Okay. Mm. Oh, I didn't mean to.
Just.
It's blurry. Okay, wait. Hang on. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
All right.
Oh, you look fucking retarded in that.
That's the point.
That's how he looked. That's how he looked in the first picture.
True. I want to say,
really? No.
I'll just take it myself. God damn it!
Sorry,
I have to do everything around this fucking place.
I'm not a camera whore like you. I'm sorry. I'm not used to taking photos of myself, unlike Ricky.
There
and posting them.
Got it.
18
there.
Times a day on
there
Twitter.
Twittered it.
So, I want to thank you, Melinda. These headphones are like the fucking shit. I got a warranty on them for 2 years, so if something happens to them, I just take them back to the store and say, these fuckers aren't working anymore.
My dog ate
them. Well, they look very comfortable anyway.
He said it's like having two pillows attached to your
head. It's like having two pillows attached to my head.
Definitely look more comfortable than those things you had before that just hung on your ears.
Yeah, and the top looks like a barbell.
Yeah, it kind of does.
I can't have fucking anything.
No.
Can I?
No.
Shit.
Barbell praying mantis headphones.
Barbell.
Love
what
the barbell.
Else was in the P.O. box?
Well,
that's a good segue. Yeah.
No, we're not starting with the post office box. We did get a gift from Joe, and hallelujah, praise Lord, black, white, Chinese Jesus. We have the address to send the book to you.
Yay.
And Joe, I just want you to know, I am going to be the one responsible for mailing this.
Julian, don't put a hood in there, okay?
So,
or a charred-looking cross.
So, oh, my God.
I just want to say that, you know, the racist one, quote, unquote, is going to be the one giving you your gift finally.
Are you going to lick it?
No, I'm not going to lick it.
There'll
are
be
you,
some
wait,
racist
you,
spit on there.
Are you talking about the gift?
Oh.
Dirty, dirty. So we did get a gift, and we're going to open it up. I think it's Nicole's birthday gift.
Maybe.
And it might
we don't
be
know.
Stuff for all of us. So. Yeah.
Can I open it now?
No.
But you're talking about it right
no.
now.
No.
But it is addressed to Foul Monkeys instead yes. of Nicole.
So I should probably be the one opening
no,
it.
No, you're not.
I'll let you. I'll
I'm
let
opening
you.
It because it's my birthday almost.
So I don't know if I want to read this at the end or at the beginning because I might get a little teary-eyed.
Should I read it?
Well, no, because it's not really... typed out for someone else to read.
Well, you can read it at the end.
Yeah. I'd rather you not cry, because then I'll have to punch you in the face.
Yeah, and then you have to finish.
And then you'll cry harder.
I don't have no teethuses.
You'd have to finish the show crying.
Yes, because I punched that hard where I knock your teeth out of your face.
With your titties.
Boom, boom.
Damn, that'd knock you unconscious.
So, fuck. So, thanks. We go to Olive Garden today. Nicole and I, and I'm like, oh, let's get this. We'll get this. I'll pay for the appetizer. You just pay for your meal. So, and we found a very interesting fact out about the lady that was helping us. She's from some island near Madagascar.
It's not Seashell Island. It's like
Salshi or something.
Seychelles or something.
And it's like a real poor country, and she's been here for 30 years.
And she still has an accent.
And she still has an accent, but it sounds so cute.
Yeah, we thought she was British. Ricky mm-hmm. was like, is she from England? And I was like, I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
But we only found out because the redneck people behind us asked where she was
yeah,
from.
Yeah, they're like, where are you from?
Are
what's
you
your accent?
Are you legal?
You got your green card?
And she's like, I've been here for 24 years.
I don't think they were redneck. I think they were just ignorant.
Okay.
Well, where they just had to blurt out, where are you from?
If you're in Polk County, you're probably a redneck.
It was pretty much straight up, where are you from? I mean, just like before
yeah,
she
said,
got anything else.
Where are you from? Because she's like, would you like any wine? And they're like, where are you from? Offer me that wine. That their wine.
Would you like some steak and potatoes?
And they're like, fuck, what'd you say? I don't speak gibberish.
Today, we're going to cook noise.
Julia Child, you sound like.
That's who I was doing.
Meat pie.
Ooh.
The best meat pies.
I'll give you a hair pie.
In all of London. Who wants a hair pie?
Hopefully anybody that dates you.
Right.
Oh, is that what that means? Hey, I don't know all the slang, okay? I'm sorry.
Duh. You should know every word for your pussy.
Right.
Your gash.
Oh! I've heard that, but that's icky.
Did you get a batch to match your snatch?
I've heard of the clam.
Ooh.
The fish taco.
I don't like that.
The vajayjay.
The vagine.
The poussoir, as
the
poussoir.
The hoo hoo.
My nana nana. When I was little, I used to call it my monkey.
My monkey.
My
sister
monkey.
Called it the monkey too.
My mom's like, "That's your monkey.
Cooter.
No one touches it but you."
Cooter.
Cooter.
That's so
twat.
Coochie.
Cunt. I love twat. That's like
twat.
Fucking twat.
Oh, that sounds
love it.
So stupid. It's like you're trying to say one word, but you can't get it out. Right. So you're like, twat. Oh, my jaw.
So we're at dinner and we're eating. And then right next to us, we hear a conversation.
Right.
We do.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Why do you have a fucking train all of a sudden? How close are you to the train tracks?
What?
You hear...
I just heard a train.
8 blocks.
It was like, you didn't hear it?
No.
8 blocks, close your legs, you won't hear those sounds.
I don't. Oh. There's no train in my legs.
I'm sure there's been a train.
Run that train. No, never been a train.
Yet.
Never.
So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden we're hearing a story about Chuck and Jody.
Right.
Or, if you prefer... real names. I don't know if you do.
Jody and Noseless Nick.
I like Necklace Nick.
Yeah, either or.
Fatty Fred.
So we're like, I look over and I was like, Nicole, they are totally talking about Julian's Jody.
Right.
And she's like, shut up for real. And I'm like, oh, they are so talking about them.
Yes, they were.
So we get home and, well, wait.
Right.
As we're listening to this conversation, we go to pay for our meal.
I thought we would
escape
this. And Nicole's
like, First of all, the lady put my drink on her ticket, and she got a water. And she's like, oh, can't you remove this? Because I want to make sure I just have enough on my credit card for my meal.
Oh, dear God.
And
so the lady walks past us. She goes, oh, my God, she looks so unsure. And she goes back. She goes, honey, it didn't go through.
Even like, with this. And yeah. I was like,
no.
And she goes, and it's still $14.45.
I was like, no.
And it's still $14.45.
Well, I knew that I wasn't sure of the amount that I had on there to begin with. So I was like, I hope I have enough for this. Hope I can pay for this. Like, all night, knocking on the table.
I can't believe you got declined at the Olivia Garden.
I've been declined at the Walmart before.
At the Olivia.
For dog food.
Like, you know, honestly, I'm sure every third person in line at Walmart probably gets declined.
Oh, yeah. But they're paying with their food stamps. I had an actual credit card.
That's EBT.
Yeah.
That's EBT. We're professional up in this bitch, okay?
Mm-hmm. We know Polk County.
Oh. So,
Ricky, pay for my dinner. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I owe you.
Fuck you, bitch. That's like 4 times in a row that I've paid for your dinner. But the
I never
other times
asked
I've
you.
Offered.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he didn't ask. He didn't ask him, but what's he going to do when you're sitting there owing $14.45 and
he
don't
said
have
he was
no going to
make me wash dishes before we even went in.
Well, there's some in the kitchen if you want to get cracking.
Nope. He meant restaurant dishes.
The floor needs vacuum, too.
Have at it.
Well, you know what? I guarantee there's less dishes in there than there is in that restaurant.
Oh,
so.
I bet
true.
So.
I don't.
Ew, and imagine
I do
touching
that.
Everybody's food that
Ew.
They ate off
I them. Rinse everything off before I even put it in the soapy water because I don't like food chunks floating in the water. That's effing disgusting.
Oh, well, we don't do that here. We have a dishwasher.
Well, I don't. Right? I have to do everything by hand.
Yeah.
At my house.
Oh, really?
Shut
you go
up.
Like this? Oh, yes, that's right. I go, do you separate it like this? They go,
he asks me that all the time, and you're never going to know unless you happen
know.
To walk in on me one day and I have to be like, oh my God, and kill myself.
Your lips are all separated. Your little bitty clit tongue is between it.
What?
Yeah.
You're done.
So, anyway, we get home and we tell Julian, and he brings up pictures, and we're like, oh my God, that's totally them.
Yes. Yeah. It was confirmed.
As we were at the Olivia Gardens, Julian says, I'm fucking pissed. I'm fucking goddamn pissed. I could tell it sounded like that through my text message.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were totally
it had,
right.
It had voice recognition with it.
Right.
Because I was steaming. I was fucking spitting fire. Why, you ask?
That's mad.
Why, you ask, is because somebody sent a message to me saying that Noseless Nick.
Oh, Necklace Nick.
Or that too.
Earless Earl. Oh. Edlin.
Yeah. Earless Earl.
Had
Balding Bob.
Put on his MySpace page about how some troll was talking about him.
Dickless Dave.
And was going to regret it and this, that, and the other and how he was going to cut me. So, let me just say this right now.
And
I hope it gets back to him, and I hope he fucking hears this. When you make fucking threats against me, you better goddamn carry him out, because I'm not going to sit by your loser, barfly ass, is talking shit about me, and you think it's going to go unanswered. No. You
I'm
know.
Feeling some flames
there
of fury over here.
There are fucking consequences to the shit you put online.
Did you say consequences?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And I'm not scared of him one bit if he's going to make fucking threats of violence against me. Because if I'm not enough to beat his ass, my boyfriend certainly is. And is already highly pissed about him making threats about me online.
I'm going to stick all my dogs on Dickless Dave. I have 12 of them.
I'm going to give him a chin with my knee.
Just to say, when you talk shit about people, maybe have a fucking job or a car.
Ooh.
Or maybe you should have a podcast so you can tell everyone.
He's a deadbeat?
He's a deadbeat. He lives off his fucking mother.
Oh, that's not cool.
Nice.
So, and hangs out at the bar every fucking night.
Allegedly.
And all his friends.
Allegedly.
All his friends got going is the fucking bar and talking about people. So.
Oh, allegedly. Was he in fifth grade? Sounds like it.
He might as well be.
I don't think he graduated from fifth grade.
Oh.
So,
he got
yeah.
stuck at the fifth grade.
You wanna fight, bitch, then bring it.
Oh no, I'm scared for my life.
It's been brought in.
It's yeah. already been brought in.
And that's my piece that I'll have to say.
Your peas or your piece?
My piece.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
glad
now.
That you got that out of your system.
What if he does try to do something? You have to call the cops, and it'll be a big...
Oh, we're recording that shit.
I'm going to hide in my room. What are you talking about? Your room. My room.
You know what?
Our room.
I'm not afraid of him whatsoever.
I am.
No.
What if he does cut you? Are you going to cut him back?
The non-chin's going to get you. The non-chin's going to get you. The non-chin's going to get
you. Tonight. Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something happy now.
Okay. Let's talk about something happy.
Gay Day.
Yay.
So we're all going to Gay Days, and we're all going to be at the dinner on Friday.
But just so everyone knows, Space Mountain is shut down until the winter.
Yes.
Really?
Because apparently after 85 years of Walt Disney World being around, they're going to redo the ride. Because my friend was just there on Saturday, and she said it shut down.
Wow.
And I'm pissed, because that's my favorite ride.
You know, I look at it this way. Once you've been on Space Mountain, you never have any desire to ever ride it ever again.
I like Space Mountain. I like two rides there.
Right.
And they both happen to be air conditioned.
Space Mountain and Country Bears Jamboree.
I've never ridden that.
I was going to say teacups.
No.
Splash Mountain.
No.
Hall of Presidents. No.
I'm Abraham Lincoln.
I never tell a lie.
No, the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah. I love the Haunted Mansion. Although the first time I rode it, when the chair spins you around backwards, I was like, oh, my God. So afraid.
I have not been on the Pirates of the Caribbean since they redid
it.
Is it on there? Is it there?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never ridden it.
You ever? Haven't? So you don't remember the old? Because the new one has Johnny Depp
no.
in it.
Yeah.
They I've put him at Disney. It.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
That's all anyone knows.
Ho.
And there's fire.
Right now.
And there's like prostitutes. Like
yeah. People, no, they're winches.
Guys chasing the winches through the windows.
Yes.
But they've changed it all now.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like a ride or is
yeah,
it like
you yeah, ride on a little boat and there's like a drop and everything.
Yeah, it like begins
Wait,
with a big
how's
drop.
How's that go again?
A drop.
Oh, okay.
And we can go on It's a Small World.
I hate that ride.
They redid it. It's not the same annoying
is
Jenny.
Is it last year or what?
It's a world of laughter, a world
It's the one that they did last year, right?
I mean,
I
didn't go last year.
I wrote last year.
Well, last time I went was in 07, so probably it's the same as when you went last
year. I probably haven't been to Disney in 10 plus years, so.
Well, you're probably wondering why you shoot your face off this weekend. So, yeah, we're meeting up with everybody on Friday for dinner.
Which I'm really excited about.
I know. Julian's like...
Are you riding separate, or are you riding with... Well, because we have to leave straight from work, so...
Right.
I guess you are riding separate then. Never mind!
Yeah. And they're staying at a different hotel.
We're staying at getting a condo. A two-bedroom, two-bath condo.
No one gives a shit.
We're staying at the French Quarter.
Well, ours is not on Disney property.
Though. Ours is, and it's going to be effing awesome.
But we
because I say so.
But we have a whirlpool tub.
We don't probably have that.
We have a pool.
With a dragon.
Slide.
Dragon slide. That makes
okay,
it better.
So, yes, we're going to be at Gay Days. So if you're a listener and you're going to be up there, let us know. We'd love to meet you, hang out, chill,
Absolutely.
Have a drink with you, whatever.
Absolutely.
Or yes. We could just rub our body sweat on you because it'll be hot as fucking balls.
Or if you're horny out here, Ricky will pretty much turn it out for anybody. So.
How dare you?
Ricky's easy.
I am not easy.
You're easy.
All right, so California. I just got back from California. I had so much fun. I had a lot to talk about. Thursday, we drove down to Nessa's, who is from
Stars and Tartan.
Yes. I don't know why I can't say it.
Even I said
we
it.
We stayed with her and her husband, Derek. It was me, Christian, Brian, and Frank from That's What She Said podcast, Wes Stone from the Live It Up podcast, and then Nessa and her husband.
You all stayed at her house?
No. We all met at her house.
Oh.
And we all hung out. We played Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Guitar Hero.
I sing Alanis Morissette. I got 100%.
Because it doesn't go by tone. It goes by words.
Yeah, so we had a couple drinks. Nessa made us dinner. We laughed. We had good times. It was fun. And then Saturday, we hung
Wait,
out.
Wait, you skipped Friday. You did on Thursday?
Friday, we hung out in San Diego. And we went
to, did you go to the zoo?
No. We were downtown, and we went to go see Dance Flick.
Dance Flick.
Oh, my God.
I
want to
see
it.
He said it was really bad, but I want to see it.
Oh, it's super bad. Get it? Super bad. Anyway.
We're done.
So, Friday night, we go out to this bar called Peck's.
Mm. pecs. I wonder what kind of bar that was.
That's like the manhole.
Well,
or...
it's P-E-C-S, not P-E-C-K-S.
It's what?
P-E-C-S, like pecs.
Yeah, that's
she pretty much
what
got
I meant.
That.
I thought you meant pec.
No, I'm smart.
So, so anyway, this place is crowded, and we didn't eat like before we got there, so it had been like 10 hours since we'd eaten. So we all started drinking.
Oh.
And we're talking and blah, 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 blah. So we have a lot of drinks.
Ricky said, in your face.
And then Brian and Frank, Brian got so drunk that he like spilled his drink all over the front of Frank and all over Christian. But Christian decided to stay with me and they left to do their own thing.
Right.
Like, somewhere. So this guy, I'd been going back and forth to get my drinks. And this really cute guy was, you know, eyeing me out. And after I'd had about five drinks, I was like, oh, probably four drinks. I was like, I'm going to go see who this is. Because he'd already told me my hat was real cute.
Was it a famous gay?
No.
That'd be amazing.
It would have been amazing.
Yeah, well, not
after
the story.
I tell you what happened. Oh, okay. So me and this guy are talking. Christian's there, and we're all talking. We talked for about 30, 40 minutes. And he's like, you're cute. And I'm like, no, you're cute. And he's like, you're cute. And I'm like, no, you're cute. So anyway, we're
puke.
Talking.
So you guys are cute, basically.
Yeah, we're cute.
Puke.
So we're getting closer and closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're cute. And I went to go give him a little kiss on the cheek, on the lips. This fucker takes his napkin, wipes off his tongue and his lips, and then takes water and swishes his mouth. And then goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to react that way.
Wait, did you? Wait, did you actually get to touch your lips to his when he did this?
I touched his lips, but there was like no tongue or nothing. And I was just like, you're cute. And then he like totally like went.
Germaphobe,
oh
Danya.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then I was like, Christian,
let's go.
He was like, no, no, wait. And I was like, no, I'm ready to go.
I would have went all over him and spit my germs all over
him. I was
him.
So insulted.
Did he like say anything after that other
just
than, I'm
sorry,
I didn't
mean to react that way. No, don't go.
That's fucked
no,
up.
No, don't go. I'll be like,
and
fuck
I was
you,
like,
bitch. I'm going.
I was so insulted.
Yeah. I would be too.
Didn't you say, look at these beautiful pearly whites?
I know.
And
Christian was like, well, you were coming on too strong. And I was like, he was touching my balls. I mean, really?
You left out that part last
kissing
night.
Is,
oh, yeah, he was touching my balls.
He thought kissing was too intimate. He'd rather just have your
fuck.
Dick in his mouth or
right,
something
I guess
than
so.
Touching your lips to his.
I'm like, whatever. What? In California, they think, like, a pet kiss is...
Gonna kill you?
Gonna come on
gonna
too
get
strong.
The swine flu.
Oh,
watch
my
out.
God. You kissed me. Let me gargle.
I totally laughed. I was so
bleach.
Pissed.
Let gargle with gasoline and set it on fire.
That's extreme.
That's tragic.
Burn my teeth out of my mouth before I'll kiss you.
And then
you.
A seal jumps over him.
At the zoo. That's so mean. What's this dude's name? Let's bash him.
I don't remember his name.
Let's just call him Ball Grabber.
Ball Grabber.
Ball Grabber.
Gargler.
Water Gargler.
What did he look like? Did
he
if you could compare him to anyone famous, does he look like anyone famous? Maybe the guy who used to host Double Dare because he has a germaphobe too.
I'll have to say
Double Dare.
That's Mark Summers.
Yeah.
No, he did not look like him.
Or Howie Mandel because he has one too.
Yeah. I have to say I don't remember his name.
Oh, well. He probably just remembers you as Kisser Man or Creepy Mouth. Or
Kisser Leper Tongues.
That hillbilly
leopard lizards.
That hillbilly
like a beetle leprosy on your face.
That hillbilly from Florida trying to kiss me.
You know they all eat each other's moms out down there.
But my mom lives in Virginia.
He don't care. Virginia and Florida is the same thing to him.
Yeah,
in California.
It's all south.
Yes.
Oh, anyway, yeah, that happened, and
that's
then
so,
anyway, that happened.
So fucked
we like
up.
Hung out, and actually. Before you hear this show, you've heard a show that we recorded all together, which I'll be putting up tonight, probably. Oh. So that was my California trip. I loved it. They were great people. I loved meeting them. It was fun.
Oh, that was good.
I didn't get to go to California.
I'm so glad you had a good time.
I know.
And I so enjoyed
lizard
having
lips.
To smell your pussy all week long while you weren't here.
Oh, the litter box needed change.
Oh, God. Chris suggested I'd be nice and go in there and change it. I'm like, I'm
You're
not.
Like, I have dogs for a reason.
I forgot to get him cat litter.
Yeah.
And you know they won't go in a nasty old box. They'll find a shoe or something to piss in.
Chris is like, he's been sleeping in one of Ricky's dresser drawers. He's probably shit in there too.
Oh, Ricky, go put on a shirt. Be like, meow.
All the clothes I wear, I hang up.
Your room is a effing disaster right now. It looks like
it
a quake.
Because I just got back.
A California quake hit your room.
Oh, all right, so here we go.
With ball grabber. Oh.
We love our listeners. Oh. We know you love us too. We love our listeners.
Collision.
We know you love us too.
Lou. Oh. Why do I feel like Lou should be sitting around a fire? Playing this at a campsite.
On a fire?
Around a fire. Okay. At a campsite.
We want to hear from you.
Lou, be in a boy band.
Yeah.
You totally should be in one.
Speaking of Lou, he texted me today and he said he's trying to invent a new word. And it was like mammal toe. And that I should mention it on the show.
Mammal toe is like a mom's camel toe, maybe.
I don't know. But
mammal toe.
It's the first thing that went through my head was like Mean Girls and quit trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah.
Right. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
That is so fetch.
You're just jealous because my dad invented the toaster strudel.
Gretchen Wieners. Fetch.
All right. We only got one phone call.
That's it? Even after you Facebooked it?
I
flickered
know.
It? Or flickered
Twitter.
Flickered it. Aww, I flickered my
Julian.
Twitter.
You know I'm not up on all that.
I know. All right, you ready?
We forgive you.
Here we go.
Okay.
So, Ricky, it's Bjorn, and I just want to say,
baby Bjorn,
I greatly enjoyed that last podcast. As far as the picture of your fellow CC's visitors, just because it says all you can eat doesn't mean you should.
True.
The saying from The Simpsons goes, just because you can deep fry your shirt doesn't mean you should. Just like having sex with somebody, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
True.
I'm going to paint that on your wall.
Tampon rocket. But...
My bloody scud.
The bloody,
my bloody scud missile. I had to blow a pawn.
I have to admit that was one of the funniest shows we've done in a long time.
It was very
funny. You need to go back and listen to the diarrhea episode.
I still haven't done that.
Diarrhea,
let him go.
No. Don't deface and defame Queen that way. Do not.
Honestly, it's a whole lot funnier since I've been on here.
Oh! Can you talk into your microphone real quick?
Yeah, he's going to turn.
Oh, wrong one.
That was mine.
There we go. See you, Christian.
Thank you.
Oh, Christian.
Oh.
Julian. It ends the same.
Yeah, you need to definitely go listen to Diarrhea. You're gonna die.
It's
effing awesome.
Although,
I listened to it the other day and I was laughing till I cried.
Although I couldn't have done the Hold On video justice like you three with
Hold
Samantha
on
did.
For one more day. Wait, Ricky, do your part. You can sustain.
Sustain.
You like all were about it. It was so funny.
Alright, so we have an
so that was our only phone call?
That's the only phone
call.
Yes,
thanks, Bjorn.
Maybe after my really sad story, someone call.
Yep.
We're not done yet.
Because I want to open this effing present, because it's probably not even for me, but I don't care.
I don't care.
I want to open it.
All right, we have an email from Damon. Dear Foul Monkeys, I just listened to episode 215, and my God, it just keeps getting better. I'm walking around Walmart listening to you guys through my iPhone.
That's
you could
classic.
Have said Tarjay.
We wouldn't have known the difference.
J.C.
Right.
Penoir.
Jacques Penoir. And people must have thought I was a little downsy. I'm smiling and laughing out loud at what appears to be nothing to them, but it's the best entertainment I've heard to me. Then I heard you play my call, and Nicole said she liked my voice. Julian said I should have remembered his name and that my accent would get tiresome after 5 minutes. Lucky for him, I have a soft spot for Southern boys that happen to be located right between my ass cheeks. And if he prefers, I also have a thick, hard spot for him also.
Oh, Julian.
Wow.
He's like, I'd rather my personal email.
Your voice is getting a whole lot better all of a sudden.
Whoa, what's that knocking noise?
All right.
I rather much enjoy his accent, and if he would like to visit, he could experience my accent firsthand while I'll say his name repeatedly so that I'd never forget it.
Oh, that sounds like an invitation.
Wow.
But Julian has a boyfriend. Let's remember this.
Wow. But
No.
And he's cute.
I'm more than willing to accept compliments from listeners.
Right.
Because I have a low self-esteem.
And helps.
It helps a lot.
But I don't even get compliments to help myself. Low self-esteem.
Honey,
you
get enough tricks coming through this house.
Tricks don't help with this love.
Is it bad that I don't remember what this guy's voice sounds like?
He had the Boston guy.
Oh, I thought he had a Jersey accent, but that was a different guy.
How rememberable you were.
Oh no!
Sorry.
Do not get me in trouble with another listener. Joe's already got a vendetta against me, so
He probably has a voodoo doll with your name all over it.
I don't doubt it.
In the box, there's probably a chicken head in here.
maybe he
racist. Why does it have to be chicken?
Maybe he's gonna cut me too.
Because you said voodoo, I felt like
No, you just know he's black, and you said chicken.
I like the blacks. My sister is black.
You're such a liar.
My work sister, is she not black?
Can I finish his email?
Oh, yep. Yeah, sure. It wasn't done?
Sorry I didn't mention you, Julian. It will never happen again.
Well, thank you.
In other news, hello, Ricky and Nicole. I feel I'm missing out as a listener. I have yet to see anyone's boobs. My motorboating fantasies are quickly fading. Until next time, this is Damon signing off.
Well, I'm sure me and Ricky can show you our boobs, but...
Please. Your boobs
You don't have any boobs.
They're inverted.
You have, 5-year-old girl boobs. Ricky has, 14-year-old girl boobs.
Well, I'm a man.
And you have,
I have grown woman boobs.
You have fucking...
They're
two
huge.
Grown women's boobs.
You have, porn star boobs.
You do. I could just see cum all over them.
It's been there before.
I'm sure. Whore.
Fuck you.
Poet didn't know it. All right. So let me advertise something real quick. Pride 48 will be happening soon. Let me get the dates because I don't remember. Anyway, it's a collaboration of a bunch of different podcasters over a 48-hour period. And we will be podcasting live.
That would be fun.
This is going to be on June. We start on June 26th at 7 p.m. And we'll be streaming live 48 hours. Hours of live content to celebrate Pride Month.
Yay.
So right now we have, looks like about 20 podcasts so far.
Do we have our time slot yet?
No, we don't have the time slot yet.
Okay.
What if it's at 3 o'clock in the morning
We'll record something and they would just have to stream it live because
I was going to threaten her with having to get her ass over here at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wouldn't that be drunky cast?
Oh my God. That would be fun.
What day of the week is that?
It's Friday or Saturday.
Oh, well,
Friday
if it's Saturday, then. You could
Saturday
do that. And Sunday.
You could drink a drink rather than doing jello shots.
Right.
Okay. No jello shots because
jello shots and Nicole don't mix.
No.
Because I throw them up later.
There's two kips in the bottom of the garbage can.
Oh,
two
some
kips.
Socks.
I need some socks. How'd you know where the socks were?
He totally knew. I remember the two kips and I remember the socks and that's about it.
Because we got video of it, for God's sakes.
True.
Which we never even got to post. We only got to post the teaser.
Yeah, I'm still trying to, I'm working on it.
Well,
I can't get it to upload
it on
for
YouTube.
Oh, I could probably put on, I don't know. I'll have to look for it.
Wow.
So, okay, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty, what we've been so excitingly waiting for.
You mean what Nicole's been excitedly waiting for?
Yes.
Me.
So, here we go. This is a gift from Joe.
Can anyone hear the box?
Put your lips down.
Shut up. Okay.
So, here we go. We're going to open it.
Candy.
What? Oh, you got a card.
With a special card for me inside. That gets open first.
Okay.
It'd be cool if money fell out, but I doubt it. Like a real birthday.
Here we go. What does it say?
Aww.
Aww. Cutesies.
Show me. Aww.
You're damn right I'm thirsty. Now, which one of those things makes cappuccino? In case you guys are wondering, which we'll put a picture up of it. The birthday card has a picture of a woman holding her baby, and the baby's looking up at her with his mouth open like, give me that. It says, happy birthday, boo. I hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy the prezzies. And tell Ricky I got the book on Amazon.
Oh no.
If that's not a joke, you need to tell me.
What did I say to you today? I was like, look, you probably sent a copy of him holding the book and said, look, I already bought it.
Right.
Best wishes, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
What else is in there?
I'm looking.
She's pulling her box open.
For Julian, mini eggs, Cadbury mini eggs.
Mm. Okay, I like that. We'll go with that.
These just must be for everyone because there's no specific name. It's M&M's for Ricky.
Oh, it must CD. Be a porn.
It says Street Boys on it.
Uh-oh.
For Julian, perhaps an inspirational video. Racist. Just kidding.
This
and
is called
an actual present tree.
Yay!
This is Street Boys. Let me put this in real quick and see what it is.
I want to know what's on mine.
And then a box for me that says "Happy Birthday, Nicole."
Are you excited?
Oh no! I turn it around and the title's on there: Black Cocks, White Jocks. Loves it. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, Julian. Julian. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Joe. You're not Julian.
What did he get you?
The Hitchhiker.
Cool.
A collection of 10 Tales of Terror from HBO. And the Amityville Horror, the original with James Brolin. He looks effing hot in that movie. Awesome. I love my birthday.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. This
Thank
is
you.
Awesome.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to watch my porn.
And look how cute this paper is. Loves it.
That is cute.
I'm keeping this.
Uh-oh. Here we go. It says DVD backup.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what this is.
Black jocks, white cocks.
Loves it.
Oh, it's not playing. Oh.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. You can hear it through the microphone, too.
Yeah.
Watch the first thing be like, boom, 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 with a blowjob.
I just noticed these are Cadbury Royal Dark mini eggs. I think there's a subtle hint there. What? I gotta see this.
Go back to the homepage. Show Julian the man.
Ooh, I think this might have a plot.
The best kind.
Oh,
there's a dude digging his junk out.
If you want, we can go. It has subtitles.
It's foreign.
Oh. Yeah, nice. Geo Metro, 1990.
I think they're in Europe.
Oh!
Penis! And a neck massage.
Oh. Whoa, my lordy.
Wow. Oh.
I wonder if these guys are gay or gay for pay.
They're gay.
They're all gay for pay, whether they're gay or not.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to enjoy this tonight.
Oh my God, I feel violated.
You should. All right, so this leads me to what I have to say to people.
Okay. Elvis is the crying.
I'm going to try to do this without getting all emo.
The crying game.
I'm going to try to get, you know, try not to get all...
Hey, let's read the obituaries that came in the box.
Julian died.
Aww. All
right.
Sorry, I was reading the Dallas Morning News.
We need to make our shows a lot shorter because people are complaining already that they're too long.
Really?
They love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Really?
I can't listen. They're too long.
Wow.
Okay, this is just something I wanted to share with everyone today.
Wait, who wrote this?
I wrote it. Well, it's my what I thought about.
Okay.
I just wrote it so I can make it a little easier for me. For 3 years, I have...
Is it raining?
Probably.
Fuck.
For 3 years, I have been producing a podcast that is very dear to my heart. And along the way, I have met some of the most amazing people. If it were not for this podcast, I would have never met these wonderful people. And I'm so very grateful that each listener that downloads our show, and even more grateful for the podcasters that I've met in person. Here comes the emotional part. I left California this week, leaving behind 6 great people that I have been lucky enough to meet in person. We laughed, we cried, we ate, and we celebrated the wonderful relationships we have formed. In the next few weeks, I will sit around a table with people that I have formed great friendships with, and it makes me feel so very lucky that and that I'll be able to do this all over again in a few weeks. Can we listen to what I'm talking about? And stop throwing fucking Easter eggs in your titty slots.
My titty slots.
If one only knew the happiness and satisfaction it brings me to know that people listen and people care. From people like Joe, Melinda, Freddie, and Veritable Virgo, who has given us so much, to the listeners who write in or call to say how or call to ask how we were doing and ask us questions, and that it takes the time to actually spare a few minutes of their busy lives to think of us and comment on the show or write an email just to say hello. Even when my candle was to the point of being burned out, everyone was there to make it burn brighter. Every email, every call, every donation, and every text message I have received brightens my day, and I wanted to say thank you. Thank you to everyone, and
your
I wanted to let
wet.
You know that I'm a little misty. I wanted to let you know you matter to me. When times are rough, I know I have formed such tight bonds that if I need a shoulder to cry on, there are many to do that for. Or if I need an ear to listen to what I have to say, there are multiple calls that I can make. And if I need to have someone cheer me up, there are podcasts out there that can make me smile and feel good on the inside. In closing, I just wanted to say, I've only met a small percentage of the people who listen to Foul Monkeys, and they have brought a lot of happiness in my life. And I can only imagine what it will be like to meet the rest of you who I have not come in contact with. Again, thank you very much to all of you. I appreciate you. I love you. And one day, I hope to meet or talk with every single one of you. Ricky.
Aww. That's sweet.
Thank you.
I'm very sensitive.
And thank you very much, everybody. I really appreciate it. So,
yeah.
Do you guys have anything to add?
I do, but, you know, so far the feedback I've got from people and the people I've talked to is all been extremely nice. They've all been extremely nice people, mm-hmm. and it's been very cool to, you know, talk to the few listeners I have so far. So,
and you, Nicole?
I just want to say thanks for everyone for allowing me to even be on here, because I know someone was on here before me and people apparently liked that person a lot, but I like to think that I've improved it. Everyone.
I'll let you say this because your birthday's in 3 days.
Aw.
Aw.
No, just thanks for accepting me and letting me be a part of this. I have a lot of fun doing it.
So, that's the it. I'm too emotional, I can't even speak!
Here, make you get happy, throw an egg in my boobs.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to do when you were
talking. He always throws, straw wrappers.
Okay, you ready?
Or tries to.
Can you pull your shirt out just a little bit?
Well, how about moving the cord? That'll be in the way.
Yeah.
Wait, I gotta get it.
It's like frisbee golf, but with eggs.
Wait, one at a time.
You ready?
Oh, I was going to eat that one.
Yay!
Not the one that's been in your tit, the one I had in my hand.
You want to throw this one?
Sure.
Do you need me to pull the shirt out, or can you aim?
I can aim.
Oh,
it bounced.
Womp womp.
I guess I love titties more than you.
Probably.
All right, you've downloaded episode 217. Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Send us stuff like Joe and Melinda and Veritable Virgo and Freddie and all them
everyone
good people.
Everyone has done at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Oh, and the lady at the post office got all kinds of bitchy with me today.
Really?
Because it's probably been sitting there for like 5 months.
No, because I only have my name on the box, and when they get stuff with Foul Monkeys, they said sometimes they return it.
Really?
So some people might have sent us stuff, and it was returned back to them.
No, well, you have to change that.
I put Foul Monkeys on there now, it should be fine.
Good.
Aniko just tripped on his
dog
bed.
Please leave us a review on iTunes. We are now a 5-star podcast.
I will start writing poems again.
Well, we should be a 5-star.
Duh. Yeah. And then MySpace is... Oh, we have a group, Facebook. Facebook group. Facebook
I got
group.
That invitation. Did you get
the, okay, good. So, and we actually have two of them because I set one up 2 years ago and I didn't know I did. So then set up another one. So now we have two.
So choose one of those.
Right. Whatever.
Pick one.
MySpace is and all that good stuff. So thank you again. And we hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.
My birthday's on the 29th, which is Friday if this goes out on Thursday.
I may be stabbed by the 29th.
Oh. Maybe what?
I may be stabbed by the 29th.
Gonna be cut.
All right.
Slice.
Cut by Necklace Nick.
Dickless Dave. I like that better. Ballless Bill.
Eyeless.
Eugene.
Ollie.
Gutless Gil.
Peterless Peter.
Okay, that's the same as Dickless Dave.
This is bad.
We need to cut it out.
Bye, people.